I hear a lot of people talk about public figures, business owners, and successful people in general, and say things like, they're so lucky to have achieved that. They're so lucky they got that opportunity. But what's often overlooked is the intentionality and hard work happening behind the scenes, what actually creates that so-called luck. So today, in honor of Lunar New Year, I want to talk about the traditions of the holiday and how they connect to cultivating success. Because while I do acknowledge that some people are born into a luckier life, I also wholeheartedly believe that luck isn't just random. It can be created through mindset, preparation, and consistent effort. During university, I had a professor named Sharon who talked about serendipitous moments, a term that has definitely stuck with me. The idea was that if you put yourself in the right situations enough times, you inevitably experience more lucky breaks. And I've really seen that to be true. Luck isn't just about chance. It's about setting yourself up for the right opportunities to come your way. But I also want to acknowledge that sometimes we all feel stuck. We can do all the right things and still feel like opportunities aren't coming fast enough. If you're in that place right now, I want you to pause for a second. Think back to a time when something unexpectedly worked out in your favor. What were the steps leading up to that? Did you unknowingly create that luck? This reflection can help you see patterns and shift your approach moving forward. Beyond luck, the beginning of the year is full of conversations about manifesting and visualizing success. And while that's important, I also believe manifestation has to be backed by action. Manifestation without movement is like planting seeds and then never watering them. So today I'm sharing 8 habits that create intentional success inspired by Lunar New Year traditions. Habit number 1 is to open doors by decluttering. And this is inspired by the Lunar New Year tradition of cleaning to sweep out old energy and invite new luck. But decluttering doesn't have to be just about your space. It's about your time, your energy, even your digital life. So I challenge you to track where your time goes for 1 week. Where are you spending energy that isn't serving you? Are you filling your schedule so much that there's no room for the new opportunities you want? Now, take a moment and imagine if you had a completely clear schedule tomorrow. What would you fill it with? Sometimes the answer to that question reveals what truly matters to you. So an actionable step for habit 1 is to choose one area of your life, whether that be physical, emotional, or digital, and declutter it. Make space for new and greater things. Habit number 2 is to speak your goals into existence. And this is inspired by the tradition of giving red envelopes, which symbolize hope for the future. Every morning, I sit down with a cup of tea and my journal, and I journal things I'm grateful for and what I'm calling in. I found a couple of things to be really helpful for this. So one trick is to phrase my goals as if they've already happened. Instead of writing, "I want to land my dream client," I write, "I'm so grateful to have landed my dream client." And that small shift in mindset makes a huge difference. I also think it can be beneficial to think back to how you absorb information best. I don't know about you, but in my school, they talked so much about learning styles. So learning through writing, through reading, through listening, through speaking, and how it makes a huge difference to learn within your learning style. But I also noticed that creating goals within your learning style is very beneficial as well. So if writing is your learning style and how you absorb information best, then you should be writing out your goals the way that I do. But if listening works best for you, record yourself talking about your dream life, let's say, and then listen to it while you're getting ready in the morning. Another way to reinforce this habit is through visualization. So spend time each day actually picturing what success looks like for you. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? And for me, I'm lackluster in the imagination department these days. And so I've actually been using ChatGPT to supplement my imagination. So I'll prompt it with, "What information do you need from me to write about a day in my dream life?" Then I'll answer all the questions it sends me and use what ChatGPT spits out to help me visualize. So a step to take for habit number 2 is to choose the method that works for you, whether that be writing, speaking, or listening to your goals daily, and incorporate it into your morning routine. Habit number 3 is to invest in relationships, and this is inspired by the belief that togetherness builds resilience and joy. A mentor once told me that every person you meet knows something you don't, so listen more. And that really shifted how I think about networking. I think that it can be common, especially when you have a bit of imposter syndrome or anything like that, to speak about yourself and prove yourself. But I think that if we can really sit back and listen to other people, that just leads to so much more learning for you, so much more understanding of the other person. And when you're sitting back and letting them speak about themselves, you can also see where you can be of value to them. And connections often show up in unexpected ways, so keep an open mind. And an actionable step for habit number 3 is each week, reach out to one new person for a networking chat and reconnect with someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Habit number 4 is to ritualize wellness, and this is inspired by the belief that longevity is luck. I started viewing healthy habits as rituals instead of chores, and I noticed a huge difference. When we make simple shifts like putting on a playlist while cooking dinner or stretching with a candle lit, it transforms the experience. Wellness isn't just about working out or eating well, it's also about protecting your mental energy. So think about how you recharge, what habits help you feel balanced. And an actionable step for habit number 4 is to find one habit to ritualize and make it something that you truly look forward to. Habit number 5 is to practice future gratitude. And this is inspired by the idea that gratitude attracts abundance. One thing I've noticed is that gratitude also helps combat imposter syndrome. When you reflect on what you've already achieved, you remind yourself that you're capable of even bigger things. So a step for this one is to write a thank you note to your future self as if your biggest goal has already been achieved. Habit number 6, plant seeds of generosity. This is inspired by the idea that generosity creates balance and abundance. Whenever I give, whether it's time, advice, resources, it always seems to come back in unexpected ways. I had a friend who gave away her gloves to someone she saw on the street, and then the next day she was coincidentally gifted gloves. And generosity isn't just about money or resources. It's also about sharing knowledge, making introductions, or even just being present for someone who needs you. So a step for number 6 is to find one way each month to give your time or expertise to someone else. Habit number 7, play bigger. And this is inspired by the boldness of Lunar New Year celebrations. I know for myself, I have been a big thinker or a small thinker at various points in my life. And what that has depended on are largely two things. One being the environment and the people I'm surrounding myself with. And the second being confidence. So am I keeping promises to myself? Am I making forward progress? So think about where you're holding yourself back. Are there big goals you're shying away from because they feel too big or intimidating? Are you surrounding yourself with people who encourage big thinking? A step for this one is to identify one thing you're avoiding because it feels too big and take one step towards it this week. Habit number 8 is to celebrate everything. And this is inspired by the Lunar New Year tradition of fireworks and feasts that invite more joy. In high school, I was always on to the next. And I had a therapist who actually shared a scientific research article that shows that people who celebrate their milestones are more successful. And celebration isn't just about major milestones. It's about building momentum. When you acknowledge small wins, you create a success mindset that makes big wins feel inevitable. So with this in mind, every year, when I set out my goals, I actually assign a celebration to it. And it might be big, it might be small, depending on the goal. But I really want to make sure that I'm celebrating every win. So a step for habit 8 is to create a personal celebration tradition for every goal you hit, big or small. And I'll leave you with a final thought on creating your own luck. Luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. When you take intentional steps, stay open, and show up consistently, you create space for the right moments to unfold. I encourage you to try the actionable steps from each habit and see what shifts for you. I'm wishing you a year full of intentional luck, energy, and success. Happy New Year.